Next item on the agenda is public hearing concerning at-sea processing of smooth dogfish associated with landing requirements pertaining to sharks. I've seen that one.
This item is in regards to processing smooth dogfish at sea. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission Shark Management Board has adopted Addendum 1 to the Interstate Management Plan for Atlantic Coastal Sharks. Had this addendum not been approved, fishermen would have been required to land smooth dogfish with all fins attached. Therefore, Addendum 1 is a compromise between the ease of species identification for law enforcement and the need by the commercial fishery to completely process smooth dogfish at sea due to their rapid spawnage. Compliance with Addendum 1 to the Interstate Fisheries Management Plan for Atlantic Coastal Sharks will require a seasonal change in at-sea processing restrictions for smooth dogfish. These are contained in Regulation 4VAT 20-490-41, Subsection C. The draft regulation contains the necessary language to comply with Addendum 1 to the Interstate Management Plan for Atlantic Coastal Sharks and is attached at the back of your evaluation. This proposed amendment has been advertised for public hearing today, and the notice is also attached. As was noted by Commissioner Robbins at the last meeting, the 5% fin-to-carcass ratio was developed for large coastal sharks and is not accurate for smooth dogfish. It's too low. It's anecdotal information suggests 9 to 12% would be a more realistic ratio. And both the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and the NOAA Fisheries have acknowledged this, and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission may act on this during their next meeting next month. Currently, it is a requirement by Addendum 1. Therefore, staff recommends adoption of draft regulation 4VAC 20-490-10 to comply with Addendum 1 to the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Atlantic Coastal Sharks. This will establish a seasonal at-sea processing requirements for smooth dogfish. The language in the draft regulation establishes a July 1st through the end of February period when the first dorsal fin of any smooth dogfish commercially harvested must remain naturally attached to the carcass through until landing. For the remainder of the year, which is March 1st through June 30th, commercial fishermen may completely process at sea and land smooth dogfish, but must comply with the 5% fin to carcass ratio. Any questions?
Yeah. Thank you. Well, Lewis, the difficulty here gets back to the rebuttable presumption in Magnus, I think it's 3071P. And, that part of the act reflects the Shark Finning Prohibition Act or Shark Conservation Act. And so I guess, the 5% is still problematic. I mean, I understand the need for it to comply with Magnus on that level, but it ends up resulting in a sort of a perversion of our conservation objectives, because theoretically, if you literally limit the fisherman to a 5% ratio and he's taking the fins off at sea, he's going to have to throw fins overboard to land his carcass, which is...
Well, what's interesting, I thought, if the fin is attached still to the body, does that count as 5% in the 5% ratio?
Well, after he lands these fish, if he lands them in the window where you have the ability to land them processed, if he doesn't exercise that option and lands them with the fins on, ties up to the dock and cuts the fins off, and now the fins weigh 10%, which is typical, is he in violation of this?
do you adopt it? I mean, that's the way I read it.
Well, I think the ASMSC is going to consider the question, perhaps, at
right.
the upcoming
yes.
meeting. So I guess I would look at this sort of as an interim step, but it remains problematic. At the council level, we sent a letter to the service asking them to explore possibly a letter of authorization for the fishery related to 3071P, because this still is problematic. And it doesn't really further a conservation objective. That's the problem.
And my point all along, right. this isn't finning. It's processing like you do once you land the fish. You're just doing it at sea because it spoils so quick. And finning is you have no value, and you value the carcass as nothing, and you just throw it overboard. And all you keep is the fins. So I'm very careful. I always go, it's processing. It's not finning. Even though the fins are removed in a separate container, it's not finning. So we agree, but...
Perhaps this is an interim step.
Jack has insight. What just the board may...
Insight, yeah.
I don't have any insight on what the board might do on this. I mean, they're obviously going to look at it. I'm just thinking that knowing that they're going to look at that, you may not want to adopt that clause at the end of the sentence that holds you to 5%. Strike that out. It's still provision of federal law. You can't get around that. And then once ASMFC decides how they're going to handle that, we come back to the commission and modify the reg and take our chances between now and then.
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Holland, act as chair, if you would. I missed the gist of
Mr.
that,
Chair,
please.
Go ahead. Thank you. Just to follow up on that, Jack, would it be appropriate then, would there be any cost to tabling this until after the ASMFC is met?
That would be my...
Well, they are looking for... for the other provisions in here as a compliance element. And I don't see any need to battle them on that. And they won't take action quickly enough in November, next week, in fact, to solve the 5% issue. You know, even if they give the go-ahead to do something different, they're looking at, you know, probably next spring before an addendum would be passed to direct the states to do something different than 5%. I hope I'm clear on that.
Jack, to follow up, I think what the question that raises is the applicability of 3071P to fish landed in state waters, and frankly, I've received two different answers from HMS on that point. So it's a little bit of an open question, but that would be the sort of the outstanding enforcement question, I think.
All I'm suggesting is on page 7 of the regulation, paragraph C in the middle of the page, you put a period on the last line of paragraph C, you put a period after the word landing, page 7. And you strike the rest of the language, but shall comply with the 5% fin to carcass weight ratio. And simply wait for further clarification from ASMFC as to what that provision will end up being. Regulation silent while the federal rules set up their own standards. Yes. And in fact, the council's a petition is to look into that.
Well,
changing that.
We clearly don't allow finning in that regulation.
We don't allow finning. The finning provision is still in here.
So I understand it, Jack, on page 711, from July 1st through February 1st, commercial fishermen may process smooth dogfish at sea, period. Which one?
Prior to landing.
Okay. I got it. Okay. And then we come back and act on the other part of it as need be. So.
Any other comments? And we'll have the public hearing closed. Save it for action for the commission.
Move to approve staff.
The motion is made for to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second for 5-6. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Excuse me.
Aye. Opposed?
Now, is that with the amended portion that Jack just mentioned?
Yes. Okay. That's a recommendation. Thank you. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Staying. Unanimous.
Thank you.